Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Welcome to Women right here on Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. I'm so excited. I might not be able to sit through this, but I want to thank all of you. My co-host Tina Michelle is here with me, and Prophetess is on her way. But I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Woman, for being faithful and coming here to be with us in fellowship on a weekly basis. God is good. Tina, how are you today?
I'm good. God is good.
Yes, he is, and he's worthy to be praised.
Amen. I love him.
Oh, yes. Don't you just love him?
Amen. Amen.
God
so this
is
the wrap-up. This is the countdown.
This is
the
it.
Countdown
This is the countdown to the kickoff.
That's right.
The countdown to the kickoff. We will be kicking off tonight, and I'm just so excited about this. We'll be kicking off on tomorrow. Wait a minute, I'm a day early. I told you I was excited. We'll be kicking off on tomorrow, and just really, really getting ready. We're getting ready for what God is getting ready to do on this weekend at the God's Leading Lady Conference, and the kickoff is tomorrow, so we're going to be talking about that a little bit, letting people know where they can come to be blessed on this weekend. But we'll also be talking about other hot topics and whatever the Lord leads us to talk about. We like to come together and just talk about life. So much is going on in life, and we like to talk about life. And before we do any of that, we like to pray. So let us pray. Father God, we praise your name. Lord, we worship you. We magnify your name. We thank you for this time that you have allowed us to come together as your women. We ask, Father God, that you be glorified during this time that we are together. We love you, God, and we worship you, and we just magnify your name on today. You are worthy to be praised. Now, Father, bless each and every person that tunes into this broadcast on today. Father, meet them right where they are. Some people are down. Some people are distracted. Some people are depressed, God. Some people are lost and wondering what to do next. So, God, we just ask that you meet each and every individual right where they are on today. Touch the people that will come into this place on today. Let them know that you are real. Let them know that you have not forgotten them. Let them know that you still have a plan, a magnificent plan for their lives. So, Lord, bless each person under the sound of my voice, each person that hears this prayer on today and the days to come. Take away the heartache, Father God. Take away the sickness, God. Take away, Father God, all Father God, signs of destruction that the enemy has tried to come and wreak havoc in the lives of your people. So, Lord, we call your people healed. We call your people whole today. Yes. We call your people victorious today. We call your people, Lord, on purpose for you today, God. We call your people, Father God, fulfilled today with nothing lacking, nothing broken, nothing missing in their lives. So, Lord, speak through the women of God on today and those who will call in, Tina Michelle and Prophetess Angie Singletary and Pastor Anthony if he calls in, and myself, God, Pastor Rebecca. Speak through us today, God, to the heart of someone who needs to hear from you for these times that we are living in. And, Lord, at the end of this time, at the end of this hour, we will be ever so certain to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And it's in the precious name of Jesus Christ that we submit this prayer to you. Amen and praise
Amen.
God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
My praise God. Hallelujah. Power. There is power in prayer. I don't know what people, I know that people are going through today, but prayer is effective. Yes. God said that prayer is powerful, is effective. It envelops much in the lives of his people. So, Tina, we already, I don't know, we have a caller on the line. I don't know if they want to speak or not, but I want to open up the phone lines, and Prophetess is here as well. So I'm going to open up the phone lines for our caller, and then we'll greet Prophetess, and then we'll go on to talk about some very pertinent things that are happening in the world around us, and even in the kingdom, especially in the kingdom, because that's what matters.
Yes, yes.
Area code 301, you're on the air. Welcome to Woman to Woman.
Thank you. God bless you. I thank you all for inviting me. I am a guest of Tina Borsico.
Oh, God bless you. And what is your name?
My name is Tammy Turner.
Tammy Turner. Tina, this is a friend of yours.
Oh, my goodness. Tammy Turner is one of the most anointed women of God and minstrels that I've met in
a long time
and had the opportunity to work with. And she killed it at the Apollo, right, Tammy?
Glory to God.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord. But she is my sister, and we are knitted together in the heart. So I'm just so blessed that she's here. And
Amen.
Singing a song, and please bless us, Tammy.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Well, you know me.
Praise the Lord.
Let the Spirit flow through you, because she is anointed. When I say an anointed vessel, she's an atmosphere changer.
Well, Tammy, you know, Tina Michelle said it, that you are anointed, and I just have so much, I treasure Tina. I treasure Tina. She is just so special to me. And I thank you for joining us today. I ask that you stay with us and be feel free to join in the dialogue on today.
All right. Feel free
to join in. And if the Lord puts a song upon your heart, just let me know. And
we will
definitely open it up for you to minister in that area. I would love that. I would love that, as a matter of fact.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate the warm welcome.
Oh, yes. We love our sisters. Amen. We love our sisters. And stay with us. I'm going to bring Prophetess Angie Singletary on, and we're going to keep moving forward. Prophetess Singletary, good morning.
God bless you, ladies. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
I just have this excitement. This overwhelming excitement because, I don't know what God's going to do for our conference, but I just trust and know that he's going to be on time.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
My God. There's an anticipation in the air, Prophetess, and I have been meditating on the word. And
Amen.
We talked about this on Tuesday, where the Lord would send us. He gave us the scriptures. But you know, all of you preachers out there, you know that God will give you a word, but he will not always tell you how he's going to use you to deliver that word through you. You know, and I said, just be like a puppet. You know, when you stand up there, just let the Lord move through you and work his will through you.
Hallelujah.
Let him pull the strings. You know, when we lose control, then God can take control.
Yes.
Yeah.
When we lose control, then God can take control. And we're just going to, we have Tammy Turner on the line with us. She has graced us with her presence on today.
Praise the Lord.
And also, we're going to be talking about our women's conference. We want to just get that. We want to tell you why we're so excited. And I just want to say hi to Evangelist Luciano, who's coming in, and also to Be Enlightened. We want to tell you why these women of God are so excited. Go ahead and Prophetess, and tell them why we are so excited.
We are just overwhelmingly excited because we have our third annual Christian Women of Power Conference coming up, and it's starting on tomorrow night, Friday night, October 10th, the 11th and 12th, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And this event is going to be taking place at New Creation Christian Ministries, where our wonderful pastors are Pastors Anthony and Rebecca Simmons. And the theme for this year is God Leading Lady. So if you're in the metro area, if you are just close to us, we're asking that you would just stop on over and allow the Lord to minister to you. Amen. We're looking for God to just do some wonderful things and to minister to the needs of his people, the women of God. We are God's leading lady, and he's taking us somewhere. It doesn't matter what your past was. It doesn't matter what you've been through. Hallelujah. We're walking in our purpose. These are the things that have allowed us to walk in our purpose. We had to have a past in order to have a future. Amen. We had to have gone through something so that we can identify and share with someone and let them know that you are an overcomer and that God is with you. So come on over. Tomorrow night we are starting at 7:30 p.m. And our pastor, our very fine pastor, Rebecca, she's going to be kicking off our first service. Praise the Lord. Amen. And I'm just so excited. I'm anticipating the word of God. And then on Saturday, we are starting early in the morning, 9:30 a.m. We're starting out with registration and a continental breakfast, and we'll be there throughout the day. We'll have a hot lunch. And yours truly, I'm going to be ministering on that Saturday afternoon, Prophetess Angie Singletary. And during our morning workshop, we have Dr. Melrose Bethea. She is going to be conducting a workshop. And then our pastor, Rebecca, will be closing us out on Sunday as well at 11 o'clock a.m. So if you're in the area, please don't miss this treat. Please don't miss it. I caught it last year, and I ate, you know, my breakfast, dessert, and dinner, praise the Lord. And our sister, Tina Borsico, who's our co-host, she was one of the workshop preachers on last year, telling us about our DNA, letting us know who we are. Hallelujah. I remember that, Sister Tina.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. So stop on over. Stop on over. Spread the word. There is yet time to register. The registration fee is $25. Amen. And it is well worth it. So stop on over and visit us if you're in the area. Praise the Lord.
Yes. Praise the Lord. And we're going to have, you know, spiritual food and physical food because we do have, I think Prophetess said, a continental breakfast, and we have lunch, and we have some fresh baked cakes coming in from Mama's Kitchen.
Yeah.
So we're just, cakes and pies, and we're just excited. You know, we need to come together. So many times, ladies, women will say, people will say, why do we need to come together as women? Why do these Christian folk always have all of these conferences? You know, and I just believe that I have a group on Rise, and the scripture is coming from the, I don't have the scripture in front of me, but iron sharpens iron.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need to come together to sharpen each other, to endure each other, to encourage each other, to be the hands in the middle of each other's backs, because it's not enough of that going on. It's too much backbiting and hating and coveting and, you know, trying to jockey for position. It's too much of that going on in the kingdom of God. So what we're trying to do is do some real kingdom living and have this type of event to say, look, we can come together and encourage each other.
Mm-hmm. Amen. And it's, you know, Pastor, it's an encouragement. You know, people, we don't, you know, we go through different things and we don't go through at the same time. You know, sometimes we're hit with something, but, you know, as long as we have avenues such as this, a women's conference, you know, we can, there's a place that we can go so that we can be ministered to. You know, some people feel like, you know, I'm dealing with this and I must deal with this. That is not the case. That's not the case. There is hope. There was hope, and God had some anointed women of God that have a word in their mouth, praise God, to go forth and minister to break and destroy whatever yokes it is that's trying to bind up his leading ladies.
Amen. And because that happened with me at last year's conference.
See?
That last year's conference, it was a bookmark. It was a major milestone for me about where I need to be in my head.
Amen.
And by listening to the women, I study my word diligently. I pray, but no woman is an island.
Amen.
We need to hear from each other. We need to even hear each other's experiences.
Yes.
Even hear the testimony of the Lord. Because we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony.
Yes.
So the testimonies encourage. My baby girl, Shekinah, was blessed at that conference.
Amen.
She got a word that she is a worshiper, and she is. I mean, she's always singing and she's always dancing before God.
Mm-hmm.
And she this past weekend, Pastor Rebecca, she got her first word from God. And this is a little girl who said, God does not speak to me, Mommy. Not the way he speaks to you and my brother. God does not speak to me. And this little girl was talking to me in the middle of the day. We were talking just about plans. She just got finished reading Esther. When I was talking to her about Esther. And then she just looked to the side and looked at me again. She said, Mommy, I saw something. And I said, what? And she said, I see two houses. One is a raggedy shack and one is a mansion. but the people are dressed like medieval clothes, like royalty. At the Raggedy Shack, she saw a black horseman. At the White Shack, she saw the white horseman. And she said, it's a choice, Mommy.
Mm.
And I said, okay. Mm. I said, if this is from God, we prove it in the Word.
Mm-hmm.
She went straight to the book of the Revelation, to the scripture of the white horseman. She went straight to the book of the Revelation, to the scripture, I mean in seconds, about the black horseman with the 10 horns, and then to the book of Daniel. Those are two different sides of the Bible. And the 11-year-old was able to hash that word out and get reasoning and got her word from God. And it was the most glorious thing because God spoke to her, but the point was God spoke to her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know? And as 11 years old, she said, Mommy, he speaks to me too.
Praise God.
Too. I said, yes, and you are able to, because you study your word and you read your word and we study, you are able to draw and jump right to where it was and prove the scripture, because the enemy will try to give us visions too that are not
mm-hmm.
him, but God only aligns with his word because
mm-hmm.
he said it. And she was able to do that and was rejoicing. And Shekinah was spoken to at that conference last year about her ministry of worship.
Yes.
So even the little woman of power.
That's right.
The little one.
She did receive a word. Amen.
Yes, she did.
My God. She did receive a word of prophecy
mm-hmm.
from the prophet
yes.
that was in the house on last year.
Yes, yes.
She had a ministry of worship that the Lord was going to use her for worship. I do remember that. And
and you're right.
Bring your daughters, you know, because as you were talking about Shekinah and she's 11 years old, what happens in the lives of so many women is that by the time that we are her age, by the time the girls are 10 and 11 years old, they have already experienced something traumatic in their lives that can take
yeah.
them into a downward spiral.
Mm-hmm.
They have already experienced something traumatic in their lives that can take them into a downward spiral. So it is a blessing to have the Lord come in at this stage of the game for her right now
yes.
before the devil can get her caught up in looking for daddy love, looking for love in all of the wrong places, you know, trying to experiment with all of that other nonsense out there. There's so many people find themselves going in that direction because they don't have Jesus at an early age. So I'm just so grateful for her testimony that God is
yes.
already working in her life. And there are many women out there that listen to us, believe it or not, and they're in their 50s and 60s and 40s and 30s, and they still are suffering the repercussions of a broken home or the repercussions
mm-hmm.
of being molested or abused or abandoned, neglected. You know, and the thing about it is that's why we come here on Thursdays, to encourage women that no matter what stage of life you're in, no matter what has happened to you, no matter what you have done or what has been done to you or what you have been through or what you're going through,
mm-hmm.
you can still make it because God still has a great plan for your
yes,
life.
Yes.
It's not
yes.
over. It's not over. So I thank God that even as a child, that God already is pouring out his spirit on her and he's already showing himself to her that the devil won't be able to trap her up. And I thank God for that and the
yes.
example that you live as a mother before her.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, our guest
telling this testimony, she's in here smiling at me because they know she's smiling like, yes, God spoke to me.
Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. And she's a young girl. Let me say hello to her. Amen.
Amen. Hold on 1 second.
Hi, everybody.
God bless
hello.
You.
God bless you. Good to have you here on Woman to Woman. And your mom just gave us your testimony. This is Pastor Rebecca. You met me last year at the conference. So how are you doing?
I'm very good, thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
I'm happy about that.
Amen. And just tell our audience, listening audience, how you feel about Jesus this morning. How you feel about the Lord.
Oh, I feel really better lately because since my testimony, I've been really having a better days and stuff.
Amen. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen. Praise God. So God is giving you peace now, even during some hard times, right?
Yeah.
Amen. And you know that God's going to keep you. He's going to continue to keep you. Amen. And he's going to continue to stay with you throughout every situation that you have to go through in life. As a young girl, remember that no matter what you go through, keep looking to Jesus. Keep Jesus in your heart. Is Jesus in your heart?
Yes.
Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. So can you do me a favor and keep Jesus in your heart no matter where you go, no matter how successful, because you're going to be great. But no matter how great God makes you, will you keep Jesus in your heart?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So thank you for being with us on today, and we'll hopefully I'll see you soon, okay?
Okay.
All righty. God bless you.
Pastor Rebecca, this is Tammy. I want to just piggyback on something that you said earlier. You talked about the young girls and the things that happen to our young girls when they are still in their childhood. One thing that I have come to realize just in God using me to minister to women, and that definitely is my ministry, always has been, is that I'm finding that a lot of us who are women, we're 30 and 40 and 50 years old, but we've not taken the time to heal from those things that happened to us in our past.
Yeah.
And that is, that. If there's one thing that I can drive home that I am adamant about when I speak to beautiful women, and all of us are beautiful, every single solitary one of us, because we're all unique in God, praise the Lord, is that you have to, don't be ashamed to give yourself time to heal. I think that's the number one message that I send. Yes, God is a keeper. He will keep you. He will deliver you. He loves you. But God gives us the freedom also. We have freedom, like we can choose salvation. We can choose to walk through our healing. And I think sometimes we don't do that. We put it on the back burner, or we say, well, we just got to go on. You know, we're taught, you got to be strong, you got to be this, you got to be that. And I think that as we grow older, we're not able to be used to our full capacity and fulfill our assignment, the reason why we're here, because we don't get that healing. So that's one thing I definitely want to encourage. Is that something that will also be covered at the conference?
Absolutely.
Amen.
Absolutely, because that also, and that, I just want to say that's powerful what you said, because I want to say that, you and I share the same ministry. Mm-hmm. Predominantly, my ministry is for women. That's where God started me in ministry, and it begins with the healing, because without being healed, we can't go forward.
That's right.
Yes, I believe that, you know, it's about being God's leading lady, but we can't lead if we're bleeding.
That's right.
All over
That's
the place,
right.
You know, because when you're bleeding and you're leading, then you're causing others to bleed as well, because hurting people hurt people.
That's right.
So we have to be very careful that we're not stepping out there trying to do ministry without allowing God to heal us. We owe that to God. You know,
Absolutely.
First to God, we owe it to God.
Absolutely.
To be healed, because he gave us that gift. He said in Isaiah, he said, I'll give you beauty for ashes.
Yeah,
he said, I'll give you joy for mourning. So it's really a given. It's a gift that God gives us. But Sister Tammy, like you know and I know that so often we throw that gift right back in God's face, and we choose to hold on to the pain. Because it's comfortable, and because we know what the pain feels like, but we're afraid of what healing would really be about, the challenges and the sacrifices and even some more pain that comes with being healed.
And there's also, Satan tries to use that same thing too, you know, sometimes you don't want to talk about rape or molestation. The last young lady that the Lord brought to me last week was sexually abused. She was raped, really, from, she said, from the time she was about 11 or 12, somebody her mom brought in the house, to the time that she left the house, which was about 17 or 18 years old. And so there was a lot of shame in that. You know, she didn't necessarily want to bring it up or want to talk about it. But that, you know, Satan, if he can get you alone and by yourself, then he can tell you anything, you know. And that's why it's so important that you are aligned with people who love the Lord and who know the Word. You know, God will speak to you through His Word, but if you don't know it, you gotta get in His Word and you gotta know it. But it took her a number of years before she could just come out and even openly say that, you know, say that that happened to her and how it made her feel, which is dirty, you know, and all those things. And then you have to deal with all those lust demons and that sort of thing, you know. And so that did drive her into promiscuity in a lot of other areas. I don't want to get too far off into that, but again, I am very glad to hear about the fact that you all will be covering just women taking the time to heal. You know, we are His daughters. Just like we want our daughters sometimes to just go and rest, God wants us to just go and rest, just rest in Him and receive that healing, receive that Word. So
yeah,
I'm hoping I'm talking too much. I'm sorry.
No, you're not, because, you know, the thing of what we do on these Thursdays is that we flow with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And because you're here and because you're speaking on this topic, that means that somebody needs to hear it.
Amen.
Yes.
You know, somebody needs to hear it. And we touched on it when we were talking about Shekinah and what she's going through. You know, Tina has shared with us that she's recently divorced. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when my parents divorced when I was 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So that threw my whole world into a mm-hmm. frenzy, because mm-hmm. my dad was not the most responsible person back then, whereas he remembered that, yeah, I left my wife, but I still have kids back there.
Right.
And he did not come back to see about those children. So those children had to go through life uncovered, and we went through so much. You know, I, too, was molested. You know, I, too, was, you know, preyed upon by a predator. You know, I mean, this guy was he was 19. I was 12, and he started paying attention to me. So, you know, and this was only to steal my virginity. So what we realize is that, you know, these things are important to be brought out, that girls have to know, women, I said girls have to know that, and I say girls because we're women, but we're little girls inside.
Amen.
And we're grown women, but inside, you know, the little girl has died, or she's hovering in a corner somewhere,
mm-hmm.
like she
mm-hmm.
used to do before we grew up to have these women's bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And but what these girls have to know is that it was not their fault. Somebody has
yeah.
to go back and
That's
tell
right.
the little girl
That's
that
right.
it wasn't her fault.
That's right.
Mm, Recently, Pastor Rebecca, I had an amazing coaching session with one of my clients, and she never spoke of the offense, the sexual offense that she experienced as a child and the negligence. And the blessing was we were able to just go into prayer and literally go and reconcile that. Literally
mm-hmm.
through coaching, and
mm-hmm.
she cried the tears of a little girl,
mm-hmm.
and then the Holy Spirit just began to minister to her and tell her that little girl was healed,
mm-hmm.
healed and whole. And so now she's showing up in such a different way because she had a discussion with herself there, you know, and
mm-hmm.
said it was okay. It was not your fault. It was
mm-hmm.
not your fault. You
mm-hmm.
did not bring this on yourself, and.
Mm-hmm.
To see how she comes, how she came out on the other side, I just feel like it's such a blessing, because I had the same experience being molested as a child. And my mother had the wisdom to catch me then and say, that was not your fault.
Yeah.
And we're going to openly judge this as a family so that you know that what he did was an act of violence, not an act of sex.
Right.
So it's so important what you're saying, the little girl in the corner, that we recognize that, because a lot of times we don't grow emotionally beyond that offense
mm-hmm.
unless we let the Holy Spirit come and minister to
Amen.
Us healing
Amen.
In those areas.
Amen. And Tammy, so where are you located?
I am in, it's a little town. I basically say Baltimore, but it's called Columbia, Jessup, the Jessup, Columbia, Maryland area.
Okay.
And it's maybe 20 minutes from Baltimore and maybe the 30 minutes from D.C., you know. So I'm kind of like right in the middle of everything. I can get wherever I need to get.
Oh, okay. Amen. You're pretty close to us. You're pretty close to this New Jersey area.
Mm-hmm.
Are you coming up this weekend?
Maybe 2.5 hours, something like that.
Amen. So are we going to see you this weekend?
This weekend I had planned with my husband. I had planned something with him. And then I just found out about this today.
Oh.
So I don't know. I'm going to get Tina.
We've been playing phone tag. I'm Tina's virtual pastor. I'm going to have to get Tina. I'm going to have to get on her case.
Okay.
Because we were supposed to make sure that every woman within this vicinity knew about this conference.
Okay. Well, I am in Baltimore, so maybe you can let her off the hook a little bit.
Okay. I'll do that, and I will keep you. So do you do any, actively, are you ministering? Now, I know you minister in song, and I think this would be a beautiful time for you to if the Lord is leading you in that way, to minister in song. Do you also minister in the Word?
I am slowly walking into that call. God has already shown me the vision. I already know the name of the ministry. I already know who it will be to. I already know all of that. It's just a matter of just seeing where God is going to take me and what he's going to do with me. He's used me my whole life as far as ministering to those who are broken, I've never necessarily put a title to it. My dad's a pastor in Memphis, Tennessee, and he and my mom never married. She's actually in Mississippi. She's a teacher. She's also an awesome singer, but I've never put that name to it. I have trained in ministry as far as when I'm training or whenever I'm doing something, whether it's in front of five people or 1,000, I'm always, I believe, always ministering because, you know, I only speak out of the Word of God and from His heart, whatever it is that He's leading me to, do at the time. Did I answer the question? I don't know if I answered the question. Yes or not.
Yeah,
what am I doing?
Prophetess.
Come on, y'all. Help me. Y'all, come on. Say something to me.
Tell her what she just did.
She kind of skirted around saying yes.
Yes. I heard the struggle immediately because I know my girl.
I think you need a kickoff.
Yes.
The kickoff, I think we need to just get you over to New Jersey and get you and the stuff started in that direction because there is some resistance.
Yeah.
There's some resistance to what you know God is telling you to do.
Yeah, it's there. It's there, Pastor. You can hear it. It's there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You hear the stutter? Because we've all been here on the phone, all three of us. I heard the rush.
But you know, that's a beautiful thing, Sister Tammy. That's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing because she's humble. She's humble. That's what I just pick up. She's very humble. And, you know, she's a lot. She reminds me of myself. I don't like to put myself out there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm hearing that it's there. It's there. Uh-huh. It's in you.
Mm.
It's in you. And God is just going to, you said you're moving in it slowly. God is He's going to move you quickly, God said.
Right.
He's going to move you quickly in that area. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hey, God said you do have a prophetic flow on your life, and He's going to allow you to walk fully in that. So God said it's okay because you're fearful somewhat, but God said He has invested a lot in you that the people need, and He's going to allow that thing to birth forward like never before.
Amen.
So receive it. God said receive it.
Amen.
I receive it, and that is a confirmation. About 2 or 3 years ago, we had a prophet in the house, and it was just after church, and she was ministering to some folks, and there was the people who, of course, she was ministering to. I was praying for them, you know, as she was ministering to them, and when I came up, she just kind of stopped and she stared at me, and just speaking, just the Lord speaking through her, she says, I've given you everything you asked me for. What more can I give you? I can't. There's no more I can give you, says the Lord. He says, go. Just walk in it. Just go. Mm-hmm. And so I thank you for that word. It is confirmation. It is
confirmation. Amen.
So, amen. Praise God. And Sister Tammy, you have a heart for women to be healed, for people to be healed. There's someone listening to us right now, and they've been molested. You know, they have been neglected and abandoned. And, you know, the Lord just wants you to speak. I want you to speak to that person right now, that little girl who has found herself hovering in the corner, even as a grown woman. I want you to just take a minute to minister to that person.
Know that God sees you and he hears you. He sees your heart and he hears your heart. Know that God has his hand on your pain. Even though you might not be able to see it, you may not think you feel it, but even those tears that you cry, that is the Lord comforting you. That is him with you in that corner. That is him telling you that you are beautiful. That is him telling you that he can heal you. That is him showing, first of all, nothing can happen outside of the realm of God. And sometimes you may even... Some of the women that I talk to, they say to me, you know, Tammy, you know, I went through all those years, and some of that time I wanted to say to God that I'm angry with you. And God says, it's okay for you to say that, baby. He's comforting you as your father. Even those of us who had biological fathers who may have been there off and on, or, you know, may not have been there. Some of them didn't even know how to be fathers, and that's a whole nother subject.
Yeah.
That's a whole other subject. But God is saying that what you are seeking, baby, I can be that for you. I need you to run to me. I need you to say to me that you're weak. And oftentimes we find ourselves in the position when we are when we have been hurt, we'll find ourselves in the position where God is sending those to, like I'm going to use myself. I could not understand why God continued to send women to me to be comforted by me or to be edified by me when I needed the edification. So I'm praying for healing. I'm praying for healing. And the very thing that I'm praying for, God says, I'm going to give you your healing, Tammy, but I'm going to give you that through you ministering and touching the lives of other people. I'm going to give you that. For years and years and years, I prayed, Father God, just send me somebody, some woman, somebody who can mother me in the ministry. And he says, Tammy, as you pray for that, I am making you into that woman that you are praying for. That woman.
Praise God.
And that is what God is doing. Guys, he loves us so very much. And there is nothing that he won't give us. There is nothing. We don't have to pray for some kind of a big healing to come down from heaven. God has already placed that in front of us. Jesus was already whipped for that. He has the stripe for healing. There's a whip on his body for cancer right now. We have to walk in our healing. We have to walk in our deliverance. We have
Hallelujah.
To reach out and take it and grab it. There is an assignment that is on our lives. Each and every one of us have an assignment that nobody else can do. What Pastor Rebecca is supposed to do, it doesn't matter how much Tammy Turner has been through. I can't do it. Only Pastor
Amen.
Rebecca can do it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it. For those who can hear me, there is a calling on your life. There's an assignment on your life that nobody else can do. I don't care if they're a bishop, pastor, minister,
Jesus.
I don't care what. They can, whatever kind of title they have, it doesn't matter. Only you can fulfill that assignment
Amen.
Which God
Amen.
Has given you to do. Mm-hmm. So I want you to be encouraged.
Hallelujah.
I want you to feel loved, be loved, know that the Father is with you. Even now, He's wiping your tears away, and He's carrying you through. And don't listen to the enemy. The enemy is anything that comes in your mind that is not the Word of God, anything that is said that brings you down, any thought that you think that is not edifying you. That is the enemy, and you want to, whenever you hear that, you want to say, no, I know that that's a lie. It's from the pit of hell, and I send it back to the pit of hell from whence it came. And send that thing back with the assignment uncompleted. Just walk in His victory. Keep getting on this radio broadcast. Find a woman to walk with who will love you into what God wants you to be.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And we just want to encourage you out there, women, no matter what your walk is, you may not have been molested. Everybody, thank God, everybody has not been molested. You may not have been abused or had, you may have had a perfectly normal childhood. Well, not perfectly normal, because I don't believe there's any such thing. But
no,
you may have had a pretty good childhood. A pretty good childhood you may have had, and you may not have suffered through any trauma in your childhood, but I know as a woman that you have had to go through some heartbreak, that you've had to go through some fear, some times where you needed support from others and no one was there. And God is saying to you on today, I'm with you. I am with you through the storm. I'm with you through every fiery trial. I am with you when it seems like you have no support from anybody else. I am with you when your husband wants to act like a fool. I'm with you when your children are cutting up in school. I'm with you. God wants you to know that He's with you. I'm with you even when you are afraid of the call that I have placed on your life, when you're scared to be all that I have called you to be. And don't be ashamed, God says, of the fear. Just reject it, because it's not for me. Recognize it for what it is. It's a trap to keep you frozen, to keep you immobilized, to keep you from moving forward to do the things that I have called you to do. It's, again, a trap from the enemy to come to thwart the plan that I have for your life. But I have already told you, I prepared you for this in my word. God is saying that He has already prepared you for this in His word when He told you that He had a plan for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. When He told you in His word that He has not given you that spirit of fear, but He has given you a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. And God says, when I told you in my word that my word won't come back to me void, but it will prosper that to which I have sent it. It will accomplish that for which I have sent it. And when He told you in His word that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, yes, the devil meant it for your demise. But God is saying, I only have victory in store for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So receive the words that are being spoken across these internet airwaves on today. I thank God for Tammy, Sister Tammy Turner, who has joined us on today. I thank God for Prophetess. I thank God for Tina. I thank God for everybody who has joined with us in the chat room on today, because it's together that we can begin to have the anointing that we need to break this yoke.
And did you see what God just did? I'm so grateful, because I spoke to Tammy right before the call. We've been playing phone tag for months. Right, Tammy?
Right.
Trying to reach each other through the email, trying to get the time right. She's gigging, I'm gigging. We've been trying to get it together. We spoke right before this call, and I said, you have to get on this call. It's a blessing. And I love my pastor because she's raw, and you know I need raw. I can't have sugar-coated anything.
That's right.
She said, okay, I'm going to get on. I said, you need to do that. And see, she was stuttering. I was listening to her stutter in her purpose, but because of the fellowship of the women, she was encouraged to hear the confirmation of the word, to hear the voice of the Lord, and to move powerfully in purpose. And see, that is the point of it all. That is the point of it all. That's why we come together. That's why we gather together. That's why we need each other. It's not a preference. He said, forsake not. That's a command. That's not an option. So he's saying that because he knows your life is going to depend on you getting together and connected and networked with like-minded individuals who love the Lord Jesus Christ but are moving forward in the same direction. Because like you said, Pastor Rebecca, iron sharpens iron.
Amen.
So I'm blessed because my sister, my girl, who I adored greatly, got on the phone and got an answer. That's it.
Amen.
She's a powerful woman of God. She is powerful. She stepped right into it. And that's what we're saying. What Sister Tammy just did when I asked her to admonish the women is she stepped right into it. And she might, her heart probably was pumping that cooler, pumping like it was pumping Kool-Aid, you know, because we get scared.
Amen.
You know, I mean,
Yeah,
but do it afraid. You know, and I remember the first time they asked me to prophesy. I was at a conference. And I was like, Lord, don't make me say nothing. You know, but it was the first time, and I was in the corner, hovering in the corner, and everybody else in the room began to prophesy. About 5-7 people prophesied to this one lady. The prophetess, Sharon, had told Sharon Ryan, had asked who had a word. And all these people stood up, and they boldly began to say they had a word. They began to speak the word, and I'm sitting there like, no. That's not it, because I knew what the word was that God had for this woman.
Amen.
And I was
Amen.
Like, no, that's not it. And I said, but I'm not saying anything, because some people came close. And I was like, well, that's it. I could just sit in this corner, and I don't have to say anything. And then after it was on, she pointed at me. She said, you. And I wasn't a pastor. I wasn't a minister. I wasn't even a deacon. I was a woman of God.
Amen.
And she said, you, are you ready? And I was like, I stood up, and my heart, my body felt like jello, like it was going to collapse. And I yelled out, I don't care what they think about me. I'm going to do what God tells me to do.
Amen.
And then I prophesied. I began to prophesy. And then that unleashed something in my ministry. That was the beginning of my ministry. So
Praise
God used
Lord.
This woman to loose me from that
Amen.
Fear.
Praise
So we have to be loose from that fear to walk forward to do what God has called us to do. Can you believe we only have 13 minutes?
Wow.
Anybody who's out there listening.
Praise God.
You're out there listening and you have something to say. Or you have a burning question on your heart that you want some of the women to answer, to give you advice, godly counsel. Or you need prayer. You can call in 646-652-4832. Call in because there's an anointing on this broadcast. And God wants to, he wants to minister to you on today. Or you can put it in the chat room. We have many people gathered in the chat room. I want to say God bless you to Evangelist Luciano and Yvonne Reese Chong, and also to our guest, 414, to Sister Peaches, who's our first time guest here. God bless you, Sister Peaches. And also to Mrs. D. Neal. God bless you. And Mrs. D. Neal says she needs prayer.
Amen.
And she says she's been quiet. And she's been trying to hear. And I want you to hear this, because one of you has a prayer that's going to loose something in her life. Sister Dana Neal says she needs prayer. She's been quiet. And she's been trying to hear from the Lord on today. So we're going to prepare to pray for Dana. She says she's been wounded in her spirit today. And she's about lost. This is a sister, one of our faithful listeners, who's asking for prayer. And I need somebody who knows that the Lord is moving on your heart for her to pray. And she says, if you could just help me to get an understanding where God is taking her. She said, help me to get an understanding of where God is taking me. And he showed me in a dream that I need rest, some serious rest. Some serious rest. And if anybody is just begins to pray, if God is moving on your heart, you can feel the anointing of the Lord moving on your heart to pray for her. I want you to just begin to pray over these internet airwaves.
Praise God. And Tammy, if you could minister in song, because it's healing in her voice.
No. She has asked for prayer. I know Tammy has healing in her voice, but we need somebody who on this phone line is being moved to pray for this woman of God.
Hallelujah. Jesus, bless her, God. I'll pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Lord, we thank you for Sister Dana right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for her being your faithful servant, oh God. Lord, we come against the spirit of confusion, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know that you are not the author of confusion, oh God. Lord, whatever it is, oh God, that she's dealing with today, Lord, we ask that you would just, hallelujah, be in the midst, oh God. Allow the anointing, oh God, hallelujah, to prevail, oh God. Allow your blood to keep her covered, oh God. Lord, we ask that you would just speak to her heart and her mind, oh God. Give her peace. Give her peace. Give her peace, Lord. Lord, we come against the enemy trying to play with her mind, oh God. We come against the enemy trying to play with her heart. We come against the enemy, oh God, and trying to tear her down. We thank you for knowing that she is your leading lady, oh God. Lord, we ask that you would just lift up a standard. Lift up a standard in her life, oh God. Thank you for knowing, oh God. Let her know that you are in control. Hallelujah. Lord, you've got it all under control. Sister Dana, God has it all in control. He said he has it all in control. God said, peace be still. Be still and know that I am God. I am God, and I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee. We come against everything in the natural, in the spiritual. Hallelujah. You are healed. You are healed. You are the healed of the Lord. Hallelujah. God said, you must plant your feet. God said he's going to lead you and guide you into all truth. God said he's going to give you divine direction as far as which way to go. Don't move to the left or to the right unless it is me speaking. Hallelujah. No, you are not crazy, saith God. You are not going crazy. You are not. You have the enemy on one side talking, and God said he is on the other side. Hallelujah. But God said his voice is going to ring out louder. His voice is going to resound like thunder so that you shall know that I am the Lord thy God. I am the Lord thy God that healeth you, Dana. I am the Lord thy God that healeth. Hallelujah. I'm healing your heart right now. I'm healing your mind. I'm healing your spirit, man. And I'm taking you higher. God said he's taking you higher. He's taking you higher right now. In the midst of what the enemy's trying to do, he's taking you higher. Higher. God is taking you higher.
Higher
in the Lord. Higher. Hallelujah. God said, because you do have a heart for me. You do love me. You do want to serve me with all of your heart, your mind, your soul, and your spirit. And God said, he's going to bless. He's going to move in your household like never before. You're going to come back and tell the testimony. Hallelujah. On this broadcast right here, God says he's going to go through your house. Everything that's turned upside down, God said he's going to put it in order. He's going to put it in order. Hallelujah. The husband, the children, even ministry, God said he's going to put everything in order, Sister Dana. Hold on. Don't give up. Hold on. Stay in the press. You got to stay in the press. You are an overcomer. And you're going to bring forth that testimony, Sister Dana. Hold on. God said he loves you. Hallelujah. And he hath need of you. He hath need of you. In Jesus' name, receive the word of the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I know God loves Dana because
she's faithful.
Faithful.
You
seal that word upon your life in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
She wanted to hear from God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
This is the wonderful thing that God loves about this broadcast, because God said every time that Pastor Rebecca opens up every particular internet service, it's in God's hand. He said, flow. It's not about our agenda. It's about God's agenda. And Sister Dana needed healing today. She needed healing. She needed rest for her soul. Oh, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, hallelujah.
She's praising God.
Hey, hallelujah. And we are rejoicing with her. Rejoice with them that rejoice. We are rejoicing with you. Hey,
hallelujah. And Yvonne Reese Chong says, your rest, Dana, read Isaiah, hallelujah. She gave a scripture here, Psalms 26, hallelujah. Your rest is in Psalms 26, hallelujah. And the sister Peaches, my God, is say reverse the curse in the name of Jesus. She's praying. Everybody, I love it when sisters get together
hallelujah.
Like this. And begin to praise God and begin to declare healing in the life of another sister. Right now would be a great time for Sister Tammy to minister a song.
Yes, hallelujah.
Glory to God. One thing that God is saying to Sister Dana is that she has to believe. She has to believe it and she has to receive it. Because we can say it all day long, but she has to believe it and she has to receive it in her heart. God can't live without faith. We have to walk in faith. You have to walk in faith, baby girl. Walk in faith, knowing that he has you. Know who you belong to. God says, he asks the question of all of us, who do you belong to? When you know who you belong to, then it's not hard for you to believe. If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, in the one who was whipped and beaten for you, who went to hell for you, and who said that even if you went to hell, he would be there with you. He would be there with you. But you have to believe, Sister Dana. Even beyond this phone call, when call is over,
hallelujah.
When this broadcast has ended, God says, will you believe? Will you stand believing that I'm going to heal you, that I'm going to bring you through? Stand believing that. You have to believe. Surrender everything that you have in your heart right now to the Lord our God. Surrender it all. And God knows our heart. He knows that sometimes it's hard to believe. When Jesus healed the son of the man, the son was demon possessed, and the father came to Jesus and said, you know, your disciples can't heal my son. Will you heal him? And Jesus healed him, and he looked at him, and he said, well, do you believe? And the man said, Lord, I believe, but help even my unbelief.
Hallelujah. Oh, yeah.
See what kind of Father we serve? See how awesome he is?
Yes,
he knows
thank you, Lord.
Us. We believe, and we can call on him and say, Lord, God, we believe, but help our unbelief.
Yes,
so then,
God.
He wants you to walk in belief, baby girl. He wants you to have faith. You have to exercise your faith. You have to exercise your faith. Exercise your faith, baby girl.
Amen. Praise
all
amen.
To Jesus, I surrender all to thee, Lord. I freely give. I will ever, Lord, love and trust him in his presence. I will daily live. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to thee, my blessed Savior, hi, Lord, I surrender all. So just surrender all to Jesus.
Hallelujah
to your name, God.
Hallelujah.
Glory
thank
to
you,
name,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
hallelujah
my God.
To your name, God. Thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah. We worship you, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we magnify
thank
your
you,
name,
God.
Hallelujah.
Glory
thank
to your
you,
name.
Jesus.
Yes, thank you.
Praise you, Lord. We love you, God. We thank you for healing on today, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord. 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 My God. Hallelujah. What an awesome God we serve. Oh, yeah. I surrender. I surrender all. But that's it. We have to surrender all. My God, I surrender all. My God. Hallelujah. Father, and the prayer lines are still open. I didn't want to cut off the flow, and I did it then. And if you need prayer today, we are here to pray with you. You know, I often get ready to come to minister. The Lord dealt with me today, because sometimes I want to say something, you know, and I'm like, God, I have to minister on Friday, and I'm ministering on Sunday, and I got to do the radio broadcast today, and I want to say something, and God said, you got to be kidding me. You know,
Hallelujah.
You have got to be kidding me. You know, the opposite word that you kept saying was I. You ain't doing nothing.
Jesus.
You ain't about to do nothing. God said,
That's right. It is I who work my will through you.
Hallelujah.
So you can't save up enough. You can't save up enough anointing. You can't save up enough power. It is my power that works through you. And when we surrender all, my God, when we get to that point where it's like, God, I had it twisted.
Right.
I had it twisted. It is not about me, God. It's about what you want to do in the lives of those who will come to partake of the ministry. It's not about us. It's not about me. So we're not saving up anything. We are here to pour out. To pour out like Mary poured out her from her alabaster box.
Hey, you know, we're
here to pour out and right at the feet of our Savior, Jesus Christ, to say, you know what, everything that we are, He gave it. He made us that. Everything that we have, He gave it to us.
Yes.
Everything that we can, all of our aspirations, God put that in our hearts. So all that we have to do is surrender all. Dana, surrender all and let God work through you. And yes, you've been wounded in your spirit. But God says that you heard the word, that you are healed today, that you already were healed by His stripes. But it is a good thing to come and say, you know what? I've been wounded.
Yeah.
You know, I just try to help people. I'm just a nice person trying to do good things, you know. And people, I have been wounded. And so many times we get to the point where we have been wounded. And God says, you know what? My son was wounded. He was wounded. And he was persecuted, and he was talked about, and he was spit upon, and they called him names and slapped him in his face and pulled out the hairs of his beard, and he was wounded, and all he tried to do, all he came to do was to deliver these people from the evil one, deliver these people from their own wicked ways. All he came to do was to show people the way and the light, and he was spiritually wounded by those that he came to save, by those that he came to help. He was wounded, hung on the cross, nailed to a cross. Jesus was nailed to a cross for our transgressions, not because he had done anything wrong, but because we were the ones caught up in sin. He was nailed to a cross. And he hung his head after he finished his job and said, it is finished. And he gave up the spirit, and he died. But thank God that that was not the end of the story. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes,
my God, thank God that he got up with all power in his hand. Thank God that he gave us the Holy Ghost. And he said, the power of the Lord will come upon you. You will receive power, and you will be able to go forward and do the ministry that I called you to do. So, Dana, thank God that it ain't over. It is not over for you until God says it's over. Thank God that, yeah, you hung your head and you cried. But guess what? You got up, little baby girl. You got up, sister. You got up with all power reigning on the inside of you, because the power of God abides in you. Dunamis abides in you. And people are not going to like you. They're not going to like you when they see you going from glory to glory. Not from your glory, not from man's glory, but from God's glory to his glory. When they see you revealing God's glory in your life, people will come against you. But what can man do to you? What can woman do to you when God is for you? If God right. be for you, who can be against you? And people that you love, the very people that are close to you, will hurt
mm-hmm.
you. They will wound you. But God is saying on today, I got you. I got
mm-hmm.
you. I got you. I'm not going to put any more on you than you can handle.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? When you feel like it's the end of the road, look at what happened today. He said, I already provided a way out, a way of escape. So
yeah.
God has some people in your corner. There's a remnant. There's a remnant of women who love women. Don't get it twisted. This is not perverted.
All right now.
There's a remnant of women. My God.
Hallelujah.
Okay? I'm not talking about that perverted stuff. But there's a remnant of women who love their sisters,
yeah.
who love women. Like, we deserve to love each other. Like, we have been called to love each other,
mm-hmm.
Who are willing to hold up each other's arms, who are not going to get off the phone and talk about each other or leave
yeah.
the forecast and
Hallelujah.
Say, well, I don't know where she
Thank
was
you.
Coming from. She was all off. You know, we just need to just be quiet.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes
Amen.
We just need to shut up and
That's
be
right.
still and
My
be
God.
Quiet and let not our mouths get us in trouble.
Mm. That's right. Mm-hmm.
Am I
Jesus.
Not? We just need to sometimes, you know, we don't agree with some stuff. We just need to just be quiet. Don't
mm-hmm.
put our mouths
Amen.
On it. Don't curse
Amen.
What God has blessed.
Jesus, my
and
Lord.
And just say, you know what? You know, she was a little, she may have been a little off, but God knows her heart.
Jesus.
You know, God sees her heart. You know, don't fall into a trap of feeling like you have to dot every I and cross every T.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking to women in ministry right now. No, I believe all of us are in some kind of ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Don't feel like you got to always get it right. Remember how I told you God dealt with me and said,
mm-hmm.
it's not about you. You
yeah.
have to die so that Christ can live through you.
Amen.
Crucify
right.
yourself with Christ and
That's
let
right.
us work our will through you. I already ordained this.
Amen.
I already know the plan. Let me work my will through you. Just get out of my way.
Jesus.
Yes.
And let me work
yes.
through you.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise
my
God.
God.
Praise God.
My, and
so
that's
awesome,
what it's all
you know?
About. Go
it's
ahead,
so
Tina.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome. Because I look at, you look around and you look at different situations and, you know, you in the marketplace, you're doing your thing. And then people always look at me in particular, my experience, and they say, what is it about you that I'm looking at? There's something about you. And I said, because it's not about me. It's about my daddy.
Hmm.
And so when I was thinking about this whole thing, and we're praying for my sister Dana, and Dana, I love you. And I thank God for what God has done in your life today, because I heard one thing she said. She said, I have been quiet before God. To hear from him.
Amen.
Quiet before God. So she was in the position to receive. I said, if it's about my daddy, I'm always wondering myself, who's your daddy, Tina? Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? It wasn't your experiences in the world that got you where you're going and still moving you where you're going. It's because of your daddy. It had nothing to do with me. I just showed up.
Mm-hmm.
I just showed up. So really, when we think about it, it makes it very easy. All we're going to do is show up.
Mm-hmm.
Show up in the presence of God. Show up faithful in his word and show up for him. You say, what is your will, Daddy? What is your will today? What is your will? And then it doesn't become a matter of pride or, you know, what did this person do or this person say? I have nothing to do with that. It's happening exactly how my daddy ordained it.
Amen.
And as long as the Lord is getting glory, I'm cool.
Hallelujah.
I'm cool.
Praise
God. And it makes it simple. It makes it very simple. I'm not responsible for the results. God is responsible for the results. I just need to be faithful, and it makes
Amen.
My life very easy. Very easy.
Amen.
My daddy got it, because I know who my daddy is. So I always say to young girls and women, I go, who's your daddy? You know that statement people say, who's your daddy?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you say, Jesus, God. God is my daddy. He
Amen.
Got this.
Amen.
He got this, and that's your daddy, Dana. He got you. He got you.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
And Dana's rejoicing. She says she feels such a peace right now.
Amen.
And
yeah.
she's ready. She's ready. You know, she has her breakthrough. So God
Hallelujah.
Be the glory.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
So God be the glory. She
yeah.
has her
I just
breakthrough.
Love this show. I love this broadcast.
Oh,
I love
Jesus.
The fellowship, because it's not fluff. It's not, you know, who looks like this, who's doing what. It's none of that. None of
Amen.
That. It's raw.
Amen.
It's
Amen.
Raw. And I think, Tammy, that's what I said to you right before the broadcast. I said, no, she's raw. I love her. She's the way she is, and she loves God.
Amen.
And that's what I know. And that's what I need in my life. And I know the other women in the chat rooms and every all over the world who might be listening are saying
Hallelujah.
The same thing. Wow, no more fluff. Thank God.
How much time do we spend and how much time and effort do we spend trying to be who God has not called us to be?
Jesus.
We waste a lot of time and we waste a lot of effort, energy.
Mm-hmm.
That's why so many of us are always tired, because we're spending too much time trying to be what we're not and who we're not.
Mm-hmm.
I see a beautiful sister. I'm looking at your picture, Sister Peaches. She's in the chat room, and I just clicked on her picture. And this woman, a beautiful woman of God who's joining us for the first time, and I just see such an intensity in your eyes. And I see that God allows you to see some things that, that other people can't see or won't see. And I also see in your eyes that you see some things that you don't even want to see. You know, when God first, he shows you pain. God shows you the pain of the women. And when God first began to reveal this to you, it was a little scary. You know, and I'm just sensing right now that God is using you mightily in that ministry that you have told me that you're called to, the ministry of ministering to women. And I just want to encourage you to just be unique. Just be there to be who God called you to be. Don't let nobody put you in a box. See, I sense that there are people around you, Sister Peaches, who can't appreciate what's on you. They can't appreciate the way that you hold your head up and the way that you take you take it seriously, that the Word of God says that you're wonderfully and fearfully made. You know, there are a lot of women hating on you, and these are the very ones that God has called you to minister to.
Mm-hmm.
And I just
Hallelujah.
Want to say to you today, God is saying, remember the Judas kiss. Remember the Judas
Hallelujah.
Kiss. The one that was going to betray Jesus was always in his midst, but Jesus had to continue to minister to Judas as well as he had to minister to the other disciples. So you cannot be set off by your emotions. God will put you in front of people who have not been that nice to you, and he will have you minister to them. And God says you're going to have to do what I called you to do anyhow. Anywho, and it doesn't matter how they feel about you or even how they feel about your God. Keep on ministering. Keep preaching that gospel. Keep bringing them the word that God puts in your heart for this season. And God's going to keep working mightily through you. Amen. Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
Praise
the Lord. Hallelujah.
My God.
So what's it that you said when you got up to give that word? What is it that you yelled?
I don't care what they think about me. I'm going to do what God tells me to do.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
And I still have to, look at this. I've been a pastor for 3 years, and I've been in ministry for much longer than that, and I've been an author for all these years. But don't you know I still have to stand up in my spirit on the inside and yell out in my spirit, man.
Yeah.
I don't care what they think about me. I'm just going to do what I have to do. Because the thing is that, and when you yell this out, when you declare this, make sure that you care what God thinks about you.
Amen.
See, that's the important thing. See, I can't be arrogant with this. I do care about my sisters, but I can't care about the haters, you know, people who are going to say what they're going to say anyway.
Yeah.
You know, I just have to do what God has called me to do, and I have to make sure that I care what God thinks about me. Every morning I drop down to my knees, and I say, Lord, here I am. Father, here I am. Father God, I'm here. Here I am. I'm coming to you just to worship you, just to acknowledge that you exist, just to let you know that I ain't going nowhere without
Hallelujah.
You today.
Jesus,
I need you, God. And I begin to lift up, I begin to bless people in my prayer. I have a prayer, a personal prayer list. And I begin to bless those that he puts upon my heart. And I begin to ask God to direct myself. And I begin to ask God, I always ask him, help me to love my enemies.
Mm-hmm.
Help me to love my enemies. Mm-hmm. Amen. Let's open up the phone lines. The phone lines are open, 646, and we only have, after the 16 minutes, we really do have to go because
Amen.
We're getting ready for our third annual women's conference.
Hallelujah.
Christian Women of Power, God's Leading Lady.
Amen.
You want to be there if you're in the New Jersey, New York, Baltimore, Tri-State area, Brooklyn,
glory.
And
thank you.
Boston, wherever you are, by plane, by car, by train, if you can get there by bus, come over to New Creation Christian Ministries in Elizabeth, New Jersey,
yes.
87 First Street.
Hallelujah.
Elizabeth, New Jersey, 87 First Street. Elizabeth, New Jersey. We're starting tonight, tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. I will be kicking it off. And on Saturday morning, Dr. Melrose Bethea will be bringing us the morning glory. And also that afternoon, we are going to have the afternoon fire with Prophetess Angie Singletary. We're going to have full fellowship fun. We're just going to have an awesome time. We have some anointed praise teams coming in, someone who worships God in dance is coming
Amen.
To minister.
Praise God.
It's going to be far from a show. We are preparing ourselves to meet God this weekend. And
yes.
we're just, oh, Jesus is our heart's cry. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus,
yes.
Jesus,
yes.
Jesus. Show up in the place on this weekend. And the registration form is on our website at nccmonline.org. And we would love to see you. I'm joined here on this broadcast today by Biblical Life Coach Tina Borsico, Woman of God. These are women of God who love me and love you
Hallelujah.
And love themselves. But more importantly, they love God. We love God. And also we're joined by Prophetess Angie Singletary, amen.
Hallelujah.
Another woman of God, she holds up my left hand. Pastor Anthony holds up my right arm
amen.
At the church over in Elizabeth. This woman is a blessing in my life. So
Hallelujah.
Is Tina, amen. Another
Jesus.
Blessing in my life. And I'm also joined on this broadcast today by Tracy Turner, my God, I should know that name. She has ministered today. We're gonna, my God, God is going to, hallelujah, put you in front of people. You know, he tells us he's gonna put us in front of people. You know, because he'll make our name great so that he can get the glory. Tracy Turner, I feel like I should know your name. You know, when I heard your ministry, my God, and when I was just privileged to receive of your ministry today, and when I heard the ministry of the word and the ministry of song, I mean, God has deposited so much inside of you.
Yes.
I would be scared, too, if I were you.
Bye.
I would be scared too a little bit.
Yes.
If I were you, if I had that much
power,
being stirred up on the inside of me, I would be scared too, because that what scares us, and we do. You know, when the power of the Lord
Amen.
Is the same. He's no respecter of person.
That's right.
But when we just get a glimpse of it in the beginning, it's scary.
Oh yes, it is.
Yeah.
You know. Go forward in the Lord.
Yeah.
My God.
This season concert coming up, I will put it up for Kirk Whalum. Right, Tammy? Is it
yep.
Kirk Whalum?
Kirk
today?
Whalum at the end of this month. What's the next behind?
Wait a minute. Yeah, Dana has to go. We want to hear this announcement. Dana, God bless you. Dana has to go. She's ready to help, ready to move. She says that she has to go. She says, I love you, ladies. With
Hallelujah.
The love of the Lord, my God.
Amen.
And she says, I have to
we
go and get some
love
lunch.
You.
So we love you, Dana. We love you. Amen. Now Tracy Turner has a concert coming up. We need to hear about that.
Okay, Pastor Rebecca, it's Tammy Turner.
Oh, thank you. See,
yeah.
I told you, Tammy Turner. And see, that's all right, because I told you. You know, and I wrote it down. That's Tammy Turner. But I told you, you don't have to dot every I and cross every T.
Hallelujah.
I trip over my own feet sometimes.
Glory to God.
You know,
glory
it's all
God.
Right. You know, praise God. Tammy Turner, let us know about your concert.
Yes, ma'am. I'll be opening up for Kirk Whalum at the end of this month at Reed Temple here in the D.C. area. And that'll be October 25th, and I think it starts about 6 o'clock p.m., and it'll be a blessing. So.
October the 25th, and where's the website? How can we get more information about the concert?
You can go to, oh, my my goodness. You know what? You can go to my website, www.tammyturner.net, and there is a link on there. Actually, the whole concert is surrounding October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
Yes.
And so they're putting on this actually the concert is being put on sponsored by some really great sponsors for domestic violence abuse, you know, awareness and in an effort to stop it, and there'll be some workshops surrounding it and things like that. So I think it'll be an awesome event. So there should be a link. There's a link on the site. My husband does that site, but there's a link on the site, TammyTurner.net. And
spell your name, Tammy.
T-A-M-M-Y, T-A-M-M-Y, and T-U-R-N-E-R.
.net.
That's it.
And where in D.C.? There's a question in the chat room. Where in D.C.?
It'll be at Reed Temple. Let me go to the site now, because the address and everything really escapes me. But it'll be at Reed Temple, and Reed is this huge church. I've actually never been there, but it's this huge church. Maybe 5,000 or 6,000 will be there. And
praise God.
Let's see.
And also, if you look on her MySpace, Pastor Becca's on my top friends, Tammy, and you're on my top friends. So when you send the bulletin out, you could connect to Pastor Becca, so she'll have the information too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, if you go to the TammyTurner.net, it's right on the front page, and you'll see the other stars that will be there as well. Ty Trippett, Jonathan Nelson, Jimmy Abington, and others that God has gifted. It looks like it's at Reed Temple African Methodist Episcopal Church, and the address is 11400 Glendale Boulevard, and that is in Glendale, Maryland.
Amen. Yes,
Amen.
And I'm at your website here, and I see they have a postcard right there on the first page.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Look at your beautiful face right there. Hallelujah. My God. Awesome woman of God. You know,
yeah,
God created women. When He created women, He was not playing around. And we just, as women, we got to hold our heads up and dare to be as beautiful as God has made us to be in humility, amen, not being puffed up. My husband asked me today, he said, hey, good looking. He said to me, hey, good looking. And I said, thank you. And then I said, he said, oh, you just know you're a beautiful woman. I said, I am wonderfully and fearfully made, all
Amen.
To the glory of my Father who created me. So,
Amen.
You know, we just have to stop, you know, trying to play small. And I thank God the beauty for me is not defined like it used to be, where I had to put on tight clothes and switch my butt around, you know, gyrate as I walk. In order to get attention from men. You know, it's amazing. I was watching a girl walk the other day, and I was like, wow, God, I used to walk like that,
mm-hmm.
you know, to feel like I needed to switch, you know, how do you do that hard, you know, but that hard switch, like, look at my butt, you know, look
right.
how beautiful my butt is. And that's what we're advertising.
Right,
and we just
right.
really need to be careful. I tell my grandkids, because they got a little switch to them. I said, no, a lady walks straight with her back straight, and she walks straight. I said, as you walk straight, God will carry you with grace,
Amen.
And you will get the right kind of attention.
Amen.
See, we
Amen.
Don't have to advertise our fannies. We don't have to advertise our bottoms, because if that's what we advertise, that's what they're going to want to buy.
Amen.
No, I want you to want the whole package.
A whole different marketing campaign.
Hallelujah. Well, we only have 6 minutes. Did I open up the phone lines in these last 6 minutes? If you want to call, 646-652-4444. 646-652-4832, and pray our strength in the Lord as we prepare for this women's conference. Tina, you were talking about a campaign.
Oh, the marketing campaign of what you're advertising.
Yes.
That's something that I speak to young girls about, is what you're marketing. You know, you're going to attract what you're marketing for. So if you, people will say to me, Tina, you walk very straight. You walk very tall, and you're already tall, and I wear heels, so I'm almost 6 feet tall when I walk in the room. And I said, that's because it's all of me. I'm the glory of my daddy. I'm his expression, you know. So there's certain things that even as a young Christian girl, I was confused about, because some of us have endowments in other areas.
Amen.
And I was like,
wait,
okay,
well, hold that
thought.
Hold that thought. Sister Peaches, God bless you. I see you. I see that you have to leave, and we loved having you with us. And remember what I told you. God sees you, too. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Sister
Amen.
Tina, go
Sister
ahead.
Peaches. So, you know, it's a confusing walk when you're sort of by yourself. You know, you're trying to do things unto the Lord. People pay attention to certain things, and they tell you certain things, but yet you have this programming from the world that says in order to be attractive and to catch a man or to catch this or catch that, you got to do X, Y, and Z. But it really doesn't matter at the end of the day, because what God has for you, no one can take away from you. So you can hold your head up high, and you can walk in that confidence knowing, I'm daddy's girl. Not having to switch this and advertise this and be afraid of this or afraid of that. And that's a big deal, because many of us who have been sexually abused, we downplay ourselves a lot because we're afraid of the tension. We were afraid of the tension that we would get. But for me to come along and really just one day just wake up and say, that's okay, my daddy made me. And I'm not going to advertise for something that he does not want from me.
Yes.
He made it very simple. Made it very simple. That, you know,
Amen.
I'm his girl. I'm my daddy's girl.
Woo, hallelujah. Well, we're at the last 4 minutes, and Sister Peaches said that God's will was accomplished today. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. My God, that's our prayer. That is our prayer, and I'm just, in these last 3 minutes, going to give you ladies a chance to just say some words of exhortation to our listening audience as we go off the air. Starting with Tina, followed by Tammy Turner, and also ending with Prophetess. And then I'll go ahead and close us out in prayer.
Well, I'm good because I'm overwhelmed today. The Lord just blessed me having my sister here. She got ministered to. She was ministered. And I love my girls. I love my divas in my life. I love being here. I just love being in this space where I can look at my circle and say, thank you, Jesus, for the gifts of the relationship. So I'm good because I just love my daddy. I'm just overwhelmed today. So I'm grateful. I'm just very grateful. And I pray
Praise
that people
God.
See that and see that this is my friend, my personal friend, but she was also my client. And we walk in the walk, and we see each other and touch base, and we encourage and empower each other because we need each other. Just like I need Pastor Rebecca. It's not an option. It's not an option. It's my
Amen.
Survival
Amen.
Depends on it. Amen.
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 Praise
Glory
God.
To God. I want to thank everyone, Pastor Rebecca, Miss Tina, awesome Tina Versico. Thank you so much. I want to acknowledge there's a prophetess on the line as well. What
yes.
was your name?
Singletary, Prophetess Singletary.
Prophetess Singletary, thank you so much for allowing me on the call today, and I praise God for putting me in you all's presence for today, and I want to thank him for his awesome presence.
Yes.
He said that where two or three are gathered in his name, he's there as well. So, Father, we acknowledge you right now. We thank you so much for every gift that you've given us. And my parting words are just to know for everybody, know that you are on assignment. You have an assignment. You were created for a purpose. You were created to be God's glory in this earth. There is something that only you can do that nobody else can do. So embrace that gift, embrace that talent, embrace whatever healing you need to embrace so that you can become great in what God has set for you to become great in. I'm a believer in that. Know that you are beautiful, every single one of you. Know that you are beautiful to our Father, and that he loves you, and that he's always, always, always with you. Never forget. Whenever you hear the enemy, you resist him. The Bible says resist him and he will flee. He'll leave you. He doesn't have a choice. The word has already called it forth. He will leave. So just give God glory. Again, remember that you are on assignment, and encourage someone else as you have been encouraged.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Such an anointed broadcast on today. We thank God for everyone that joined. It's a blessing to have an outlet such as this. Mm-hmm. And I just want to leave you with Philippians 1 and 6, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you, all of us ladies,
faithful,
he will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Sister Tammy, come back and be with us anytime. And we do pray that you will drop in this weekend if the Lord leads you this way. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We love all of you ladies out there. Yvonne Reese Chong, good to see you. God bless you. We're just going to pray. Father, we praise your name. We worship you. We thank you, Lord, for this time that you have allowed us to be together as women after your own heart. We pray your blessings upon each and every listener, each and every person that is listening to this broadcast. We pray healing for every woman who listens, who needs healing right now in the name of Jesus. We pray salvation and deliverance for those who need to be saved and delivered, God. We pray that they will know Jesus as we know him. And Lord, right now, help somebody to know that they need you more than they need anything else in this world. So Lord,
yes,
we bless you and we praise you. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise for those who are getting saved right now, those who have heard about Jesus being nailed to the cross and want to know, what must I do to be saved? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And for my
Amen.
Sister out there, or my brother, you've been listening, you're listening to the archives right now, and you've heard this broadcast, and you're saying to yourself, what must I do? What must I do? How do I know this God? How do I have this confidence that these people on this call have? How do I walk in what they are walking in? If you are saying that and you want to know, what must you do to be saved? The Bible says that you just have to believe in your heart that Jesus Christ has, that God rose him from the dead, and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. Believe in your heart that Jesus is the Son of God, that he died for your sins, and that God rose him from the dead. And believe that with all of your heart, not with your head, with your heart, and confess with your mouth Jesus Christ as Lord, and repent, turn from your sins, turn from the way that you've been going. God wants to give you a new life. He wants to change all of that stuff around. He wants you to be one of his leading ladies, and for you, if you're a man, he wants you to be one of his leading men. He has a purpose for your life. He died for you, and if you could believe that today, you shall be saved, and all you have to do is confess, I am a sinner. I need Jesus. God, come into my life in a magnificent way. I repent of my sins, and I want to be saved in Jesus' name. And you can be saved right now. If you took that confession, then you can even email me, powerintheword1@yahoo.com, and contact with me. I will send you some information about your new walk in Christ. God bless you, ladies. God bless you.
We're
going to just go off the air now. Know that I love you, and I will see some of you at the conference.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you.
You died for me. So glad you shed your blood just for me. So glad you rose for me, sweet Jesus. Yeah, Jesus, sweet Jesus. speak and talk to me.
Jesus.
What a God, what a God.
Jesus.
Buddha couldn't do it for you.
Jesus.
Confucius couldn't do it either. God is.
Jesus.
He's God all by himself. And all he's done for me,
Jesus.
I can't help but give him glory.
Jesus.
He is God all by himself.
Jesus.
Come on, give him glory.
Jesus.
At the name of Jesus, demons must flee. That's the kind of power he's given us. To that sickness, and it will leave.
Jesus.
That's what he said in his word, yeah.
Jesus.
He said, I've come to give you life more abundantly.
Jesus.
That's what he did at the cross for you and me.
Jesus.
That's what he did at the cross for you and me.
Jesus.
That's what he did at the cross for you and me. But I'm so glad he rose on the third day.
Jesus.
With all power in his hand.
Jesus.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus.
The powerful name of.
Jesus.
I love him, I love him, I love him, I love him.
Jesus.
dance for us, because I got Jesus.
Jesus.
When I think of his goodness and what he's done.
Jesus.
When I think of his goodness and what he's done.
Jesus.
Look at him, Lord. I gotta give him glory.
Jesus.
Jesus. Bless the Lord.